Proclamation number 7380, dated the July 7th, 1959. The being's ray transformation. You should not forget that the eternal love brought you to life, that therefore your fundamental nature was love as I am myself, and that you must revert to your fundamental nature again from which you had distanced yourselves, i.e., you had changed yourselves into the opposite. And this ray transformation into love must take place again, for you cannot remain separate from me forever. Hence my activity and reign will always aim to return you to the state you were in at the beginning. My nature is love. Only love could have emanated from me, and as a spiritual being be likewise destined to be active in love. But then it also had to work in my will, and as long as this was so, the beings were also intimately connected to me. They were constantly permeated by the strength of my love, and thus the beings were like me. Yet they did not remain that way. They turned their will against me and used the strength of love flowing to them to act in opposition to my will. They gradually distanced themselves from me, and every distance also signifies a weaker flow of strength, which became ever less because the beings in arrogance and wrong thinking rejected it themselves. For as a result of their resistance, they also lost the light of realization. They fell into the abyss where the darkness engulfing them became ever thicker until their spiritual substance hardened and they became solid substance, which only my will changed again by forming them into creations in which they could give up their resistance. Hence they must endure a state wherein they remain in complete weakness so that they can be awakened to life again one day, and in accordance with my will therefore animate creations in which the slow process of maturing takes place. This is the stage of the bound will where only my will applies, and thus the being fulfills its task in the state of compulsion until it has reached the maturity when it can receive its free will again. For one day it has to be demonstrated again that you came forth from love there. And one day love has to flare up in you and urge towards me again. One day you must voluntarily request the strength of love from me, and through a life of love unite with me once more, which ought to happen during your lifetime on earth. But then the process of reintegration will have been accomplished. Then the being which, according to my will, was once created by my love will have voluntarily returned to the state of adopting its fundamental nature again, and of its own free will become as perfect as it was once created by my will. Then the work I planned by creating you will have been accomplished, to turn you into my children whom I was unable to create on account of free will. Instead, every being has to achieve this itself, but then it will also be infinitely happy in eternity. Amen.